message received.
Welcome to the Online Business Platinum Podcast. You're listening to Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Hey guys, how are you all doing today? I hope your week is going awesome. I'm coming to you here midweek. It's been a little while since we've done one of these for you. So got a lot of content I want to deliver to you today, but I did want to know how you guys are doing. You know, I want to hear from you guys. Hit me up on Twitter over at @HireTrust, and you'll find us on Facebook. Why not come over and link with us? We really want to create a community around you guys that are interested in building your own businesses, in exploding your lives in terms of your potential. And you know, hit us up at Facebook, and you'll find us at www.facebook.com/HireTrust. All right, we want to connect with you guys. So connect, let us know what you guys think of the podcast and the content we've been putting out. By the way, we've been putting out some awesome videos out at HireTrustMarketing.com. You'll find them down at the bottom or on the blog. A couple of really in-depth training videos that I think you guys will really get a lot out of. But they're going to remain free for now. Eventually, this stuff's going to be put behind a paywall. So probably best if you get up there and watch them as soon as you can. All right, three topics we're going to cover today. Number one, I'm sure you can all relate to this. We're going to talk about how to get more done, damn it. And what I mean by more done is more of the right things. Like, we all struggle with, you know, we know what we want, we know what we need to do, but damn it, if we can't, put our head to the grindstone and get it done consistently, right? We're going to talk a little bit more about how to do that. Number two, we're going to talk about how to get 30 times more attention for one piece of content. Now, I know a lot of you guys struggle with content development. I hear about it a lot, and I hear about it from our subscribers over at InfoMarketerZone.com. They just feel strapped. Everybody's strapped for time and find content difficult to develop, and certainly find it difficult to develop at scale. But what if you could get 30 times more attention for just one piece of content? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And then number three, we're going to talk about why we need to stay focused on outcomes for our customers. We'll go into that a little bit more detail in just a bit. All right, let's start with probably one of the most universal desires we all have. You know, if you ask people what they wish they had more of in their business, number one would be they wish they had more time. And second, linked closely to that, is they wish they could get more done. So we're going to give you three tips on how to get more done. We've always had the ability, and I think the perception from a lot of people, I've heard it many times, that we put out a ton of stuff. We get a lot of stuff done, and we do. We get a lot of shit done. And it's because of these three things that we've been able to do that. And we started this very early, or I started it very early on in my career, and identified it from people who were top of the game. And I've only since refined it, you know, over the years, and continued to improve on it. To me, it's the key. It's the key. The amount that you can focus and get shit done, the important stuff done, is going to separate you from your competition. It's going to allow you to dominate your market. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to keep you motivated. It's going to keep you working in a consistent direction, get you momentum, all that stuff that's so important to winning in the business world and winning in life generally. So let's talk about three things about getting things done. Now, number one, and you've probably heard this before, but I want to dig into it a little bit because I don't think a lot of people are doing this right. The number one key to getting shit done or getting the important stuff done is being driven by a big reason why in their life. Now, when I ask people what's the reason why, and I ask this of a lot of entrepreneurs that we're going to work with, because I won't typically work with somebody, you know, on a coaching program unless I know that person is driven. And I have to tell you, 9 out of 10 people that I talk to are not driven by the right big reason why in their life. Okay, so let me give you some examples of, so if I asked you, what is your reason for wanting to succeed in business or succeed with any goal that you're striving to succeed with? You know, some of the things that I hear is here's a couple of responses. So I hear that I've got some spare cycles. I've either become unemployed, or I have a few extra hours a night, or I've just recently retired. And so I'm thinking about starting a business. Not going to work. That's just not a big reason why. It's not going to motivate you every day to get up at 6 a.m. to knock it out of the park in your business, to spend 10, 12-hour days to put up with some of the crap that you're going to have to put up with. Now, don't get me wrong. Doing your own business is exceptionally rewarding, and succeeding in that business is there's probably no better feeling in the world. But to succeed, you got to go through a lot of hard slogging, a lot of trial and error, experience a lot of setbacks. So you need to be driven by a huge why, and just having a few extra hours, wanting to earn a few extra bucks, having ended one career and experimenting with another, that's not going to get it done. Have you ever known a top business person who talks that way? No. I mean, you have to have a bigger reason than that. So the other thing I hear is people that say, well, I want to create my first website. I want to put up a blog. I want to write an ebook. No, that's not your reason why. Those are tactics. Those are steps along the way. They may be things you want to do. Absolutely. But they're not going to be enough. They're not going to be big enough, challenging enough, sexy enough. They're not going to be powerful enough to drive you every day. So you got to find something bigger. So if that's what's driving you, you got to look a little deeper. So what are some examples of big reasons that do drive people? If somebody is so fed up with their job, they are so fed up with being screwed around, with having their energy basically stolen from them, of having their schedule stolen from them, of depending on other people that haven't come through. If you're at wit's end, if you're at the point where you just refuse to ever again put up with being controlled by a manager, by a boss, by a company, by an employer, and that is your reason for having to succeed at your own business, that's what I'm talking about in terms of a big why. It's highly emotional. It's buried deep. It's some deep shit, right? And that's the kind of thing that needs to drive you. That's the big why. Here's another one. I will create a business that will bring in X amount of money. Let's say it's $1 million within 3 years so that I can take care of my family. And that means, and you even want to go, you want to drill deeper than that. You want to say, I need to start my kids off in a business. I need to make sure my kids have the best healthcare. I need to make sure that my family lives in a safe environment. I need to make sure that they're taught the lessons of entrepreneurism and they're taught how to run and sustain for themselves in this new world where being employed, frankly, is becoming a thing of the past. That you have to act as an example for your kids. Their very survival depends on it. That's a big why. That's huge. That's deep again. It's emotional. And it will drive you in those dark times, in those days when you just don't feel like doing anything. That big why will drive you. Now, think about some entrepreneurs, right? Bill Gates, his vision was to put a computer on every desktop. That's a big vision. Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Building his second multi-million dollar, $100 million business. His goal is to buy the New York Jets. That's billions of dollars. That's not a small vision. So you got to think big. You got to be driven by something big and then you work backward from there. All right. So I hope that one's tremendously important. And I see so many people underreaching, not getting to that big why. The second thing you need to do to be able to get shit done is obviously you need to be driven by that big why. Number two, you need to start with that end in mind and then work backward. So if your goal is 3, 5, 10 years out, it doesn't really matter, but it has to be concrete. It has to be big and it has to be concrete. And there has to be, eventually there has to be a dollar amount put to that, even though the money is not really, is only a step in that or is a vehicle to get what you ultimately want. There is a monetary piece to that puzzle and you need to work backwards in terms of how do I achieve that? So you split that down. Look at your goals in terms of, let's say it's $1 million within 3 years. Well, that means I need to be up to $250,000 and then $500,000 and then $1 million, right? So years 1, 2, and 3. So what do I have to do Now in year one, I need to earn $250,000. How am I going to do that? So you start breaking it down by month and you figure out, you know, how am I going to monetize that? Is that going to be advertising? Is it going to be me creating my own products? If it's my own products, then I need to create maybe five or six that are each going to earn $60,000 each. Very realistic number, right? So you work backwards based on that target goal. And that gives you your concrete plan. That gives you something to shoot for. Now, the third thing, and by the way, we work through all this with people inside InfoMarketerZone.com. You know, there's actually a program and a set of exercises we work with each entrepreneur with to sort of work through this entire process. So they not just motivated, but they know exactly each day when they wake up. There's no uncertainty at all exactly what they need to be able to do. All right. Number three, you need to know what the most important tasks are for you to be able to achieve those monthly, those weekly, monthly, annual goals, right? So what is it that you need to be doing over and above everything else? Is it that you're going to be, you know, for the first 6 months, you need to reach, you know, 200,000 people. And so you need to be developing content and or ads to reach 200,000 people with valuable information. That might be the most important thing. Now, doesn't mean that you don't have to put up web pages, you don't have to do your accounting, you don't have to answer email, all that kind of stuff. But you've got to isolate what are the one or two things that are most important to you achieving your goals this week, this month, and for the next 6 to 12 months. Right. And make sure that you spend a couple of hours at your most productive times of your day on those items. Right. But if I asked, you know, 99% of the people that come in InfoMarketerZone.com, they don't even have a clue clearly of what the goal is they're shooting for. And they haven't broken it down so that they know weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually what they need to do. And they sure as hell haven't got to the point where they understand what the most important tasks are to reach those. Now, think about it, right? Because if you haven't broken it down and you don't know what you're aiming for, how can you possibly know what the most important tasks are that you need to to shoot for, right? So in absence of that, what do you end up doing? You end up scrambling around, taking the shotgun approach, doing things that you like rather than things that you need to be doing, right? So if you're going to get shit done, you got to know what the stuff is. You got to know what the important thing is, and you got to be dedicated to doing it and see what's most important is you got to see where that's leading you and what that's going to get you in the end. Okay, so those are the three keys I'm going to talk about today about how to get things done. I guarantee you, if you get those things in check, you're going to find yourself naturally much more motivated, and getting out of bed in the morning, staying motivated, getting through the rough times is going to become much more easy for you, much simpler for you. All right. How to get 30 more times the attention from one piece of content. So we just posted a video on this, and I would highly suggest you go to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. And you will see one of the videos that we recently done is on this. It's a system for, let me just check out here and see what I called it just to make sure you can find it. You're going to see Genius Content Marketing System explained, and then you're going to see a content leverage content system. And this is a system, folks, that we really use. We use this consistently in our business. We have for the last couple of years, and it's resulted in more than a 30 times increase in terms of number of visitors, in terms of leads into the sales funnel, and in terms of conversions or sales. And what this is all about is starting with two pieces of content, right? Making it simple, dumbing it down. Two pieces of content. One is an article or a blog post, a written piece of content that is anywhere from 500 to 1,000 words. So it's a short blog post or an article. And it targets a question that is urgent and related to the products that we sell. And we answer that question. So it might be if you're a fitness product and you target people who want to lose weight, it might be, you know, three ways to lose 10 pounds in 30 days. And so, you know, you have a paragraph that outlines, you've got to do some sort of exercises. Paragraph number two, you go through some basic things to pull out of your diet, and exercise number three. You substitute water for soft drinks and for juice, right? Let's go with that. So you develop the article. you quickly turn that into a video, and you can do it just by, you know, inserting those points into a PowerPoint presentation and talking to them. And that's your video. Or you can just talk right to a camera and talk to your audience, and that'll produce anywhere from a 5 to 10 minute video. Okay. There's your two pieces of content. That should take you no more than 15 minutes each. Okay. In the beginning, it might for the first few, but eventually it becomes something you can do in 15 minutes each. So half an hour on content. And another 10 to 15 minutes to put it into a PowerPoint presentation if you haven't already done it. There's your three pieces of content. Okay. Now, what you can do is for each one of those pieces of content, you now blast that out to the social networks, to Twitter, to Facebook, to Instagram, to Snapchat, Snapchat groups. And the video, you post it to YouTube, and then you announce that to Facebook and to Twitter and to Instagram. Okay, then you'd run some streams. You do a Periscope and a Meerkat stream that talks about these principles. Okay, and you guide them back to the article. And you those naturally are linked in with Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all the others. The PowerPoint presentation you upload to the share site for PowerPoint presentations, right? SlideShare. Okay, so you upload to SlideShare. Now, each one of those platforms, your blog, YouTube, and SlideShare, you can set them up one time to blast out automatically to all your social networks. Done. Simple. So you produce those three pieces of content. They each go out to at least 10 different places, and they announce that you've got new content. All of a sudden, you've got 30 notifications going out every time you develop content. Okay, if you're able to develop half an hour a day, one piece of content each day, you've now got, right, 30 different blasts going out 7 days a week, or let's say 6 days a week. Let's say you take one day off, 6 days a week. Okay, so you've got 180 notifications alone for the content that you're producing. Now, let me tell you, each one of those will start to earn you, will start to bring you in somewhere between 500 and 1,000 visitors. Easy. And over time, we'll get higher than that because, you know, you'll start to build a list, you'll start to build a funnel, you'll start to be able to blast those out to the list, and you'll find that you'll build that to 10,000 and then, you know, 50,000 visits based on that content. You need to be leveraging your effort, and content development doesn't need to be that hard. It's not like you know, and nothing says you can't go and retweet that 5 or 6 times during the day and hit Facebook a couple more times and really, you know, really skyrocket that. So you become... You just by default, you dominate your market by giving away so much content and blasting it out to so many different places. You go from unknown to known very quickly. You create a brand and you create a tremendous amount of visitors. All right. Any questions on that? Hit me up at HireTrust. And you can hit me up at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. You'll see, and you can comment against the blog post. Really want your input here, guys. This is, you know, this is for you. Something that I want to give back to you guys. We operate 4 businesses online. Keeps us pretty busy. So I like to do these podcasts when I can. And if I get feedback, you know, I'll do more of them. All right. The third point. Why you need to be focused on an outcome. So I spent this week working with a multimillionaire content developer online. And we're actually going to do some work together. But interestingly enough, his dilemma was that he had developed so much content, so much written content on multiple platforms, and so much video and audio content, and given away most of it. Had a few products for sale, but he was really missing how to package a lot of the expertise that he was giving away in his content into even more valuable content that he can then sell in terms of courses, membership sites, products. Okay, and we do a lot of work like that. That's the role of InfoMarketerZone.com. Other than launching your business, it's to help you package products, right? And so, our advice to him, the vast majority of his free content was missing is that it was missing a directed step-by-step approach towards solving a problem or delivering an outcome for the user. So I want you to keep this in mind when you're developing content and or products, is that you need to be your more valuable content, whether you're going to choose to give it away for, you know, for incentives, for opt-ins, or whether you're going to charge for it, your more valuable content is highly focused on delivering an outcome for your customer. So it's okay to generate all kinds of blog posts touching on different areas of your market. But what's really valuable at some point is to package 5 or 6 steps that will deliver a desired outcome for your prospect. And that's what makes the difference between your free content and your paid content. Now, let me expand on that just one more time. I also worked with a big name blogger out there who had blogged for 3 years, had over 5,000 different blog posts. And again, his dilemma was, how do I package that? If I've been giving away so much value for so long for free, and how do I go back to that audience and charge them for something? Well, it's quite simple, because he had given away so much for free. A lot of it was lost, first of all. Second, it was generally helpful in a sequential way, but nothing was really focused around concrete, you know, I want to achieve X, Y, or Z, and here's the 8 or 10 posts or 20 posts that were most useful in providing that outcome. So that's what we did, is we just went back and we pulled out 4 or 5 real desired outcomes, top desired outcomes in his marketplace, and we pulled out all the posts related to those, and we packaged them, put them into an ebook. They're now top-selling ebooks on his site, and his audience loves him for it. Literally, we have not had one complaint that this information is available for free. First of all, most people don't know it, and second, they're great. You know, the biggest dilemma people have is in the time it takes them to find answers to their questions, and number two, having a prepackaged sequence that gets them to the outcome that they want. And that's what you're really delivering with information products, with ebooks, with reports, membership sites, courses, webinars, lectures, all that kind of stuff. Anything that delivers value that you're going to sell. Okay, so keep that in mind when you're trying to understand what's the difference between the value of ongoing free content and paid content that you're going to be able to charge your audience for. All right, so I hope that was useful for you today. Please want to hear from you guys over at Higher Trust on Twitter, over at Facebook. We're there. Connect with us up on Facebook, guys. Okay, we all should be part of a community. We can all help each other. And that's over at Facebook.com/HigherTrust. And leave any comments on the blog or over at Twitter. We'll want to hear from you. Any questions you have, be happy to answer those as well. Until the next podcast, you guys get to work. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.